Hello, this is Andrzej Korytkowski speaking. I hope you are doing well at home and your family is doing well. I can imagine that during this time you have discovered new talents, got your first viral haircut, and some of you may have manicured lawns, started a victory garden, or painted the interior of your house. I can also imagine some of you are asking questions like, when will the season be over? When will my kids go back to school? When do I return to work? Will I be able to keep my work? All of these questions are real and important. Hopefully, we'll get answers soon for these questions. But we also ask questions like, does God care for me? Does God care for my family? Will He protect and provide for us in this season? So these are all questions triggered by a season of uncertainty. I think it is important and good to ask these questions and think and talk about the answers. We don't know exactly what the coming days are going to bring, but we can be sure of where God stands these days and in this season. I would like to remind you of His plan and His thoughts for His creation and for you and for me in this season. So we're going to look to the scriptures and learn about His protective nature, His protective character. We'll learn and be reminded of how God protects us. And I pray that as we read and study His word, it will bring you and your family closer to God and bring comfort and peace in this season of uncertainty. So, let's go to the question, does God protect me? When we think about protection, we often use a very narrow scope to look at this subject. We look at God's protection through our own life experiences. And I can imagine you can recall all kinds of situations when God protected you, situation when you avoided a car accident, or God protected you from making bad decision, or maybe He protected you from some kind of relationship that wasn't good for you. And today you look at those from the perspective of time, and you know that God was protecting you. So this reminds me of an unforgettable moment years ago when I was a teenager and several Christians were praying for me. At one moment, one of them said, I believe God has a word for you. So this girl, she opened the Bible and she read Psalm 91. And I would like to read Psalm 91. If you have your Bible, open Psalm 91. Psalm 91. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He Himself will deliver you from the hunter's net, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with His feathers. You will take refuge under His wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no harm will come to you. No plague will come near you, near your tent. For He will give His angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because he is lovingly devoted to me, I will deliver him. I'll protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. For those of us who have a personal relationship with God, this psalm reminds us that God is our refuge and fortress. It reminds us simply of the truth, God protects me. We know we are not forgotten and we are not left alone in this world. Psalm 91 presents God as the one who protects his people. Later in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus reminds us of how God cares for his creation and how he cares for people. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So Jesus reminds us that sparrows, his creation, are important to God, and nothing happens to them without his permission. He knows, he's aware of, and he cares about the life of his creation, including small sparrows. And then he says, your life is far more important to God than many sparrows altogether. Verse 31. God cares for you, God sees, and God, he understands. So have you ever thought about how the world created by God is designed in a way to protect our lives? There is evidence of God's protection all around us, and we can learn and we can understand it. So the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, says we can learn about God and his nature from his creation. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. So we can learn that God in his nature is protective as we look at the world and we use our brains. And I want to share some of the evidence that reminds us that God protects us. Let's look at the evidence of God's protection around us that apply to all people. Just think about the universe that was created by God. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, says, God created the heavens and the earth. And he created an entire universe, including our galaxy, called the Milky Way. You need to know that there are 100 billion observable galaxies. And he designed the universe and put our galaxy, the Milky Way, in a way so we are safe and protected. Although we live on the earth, a tiny seed in comparison to the entire vast universe, we are safe and protected. For me, this is proof of God's protection. From the vast universe, let's go to our own galaxy called the Milky Way. The sun, moon, and planets are positioned at the perfect distance from each other, so it is not too hot or too cold, too bright or too dark, and seasons come and go. The galaxy creates perfect conditions for our blue planet. Those conditions protect our life on Earth. Our planet Earth itself has a very specific gravitation, crust, temperature, and the air includes very precise proportions of elements and create this protective shield called atmosphere. All so your life and my life are protected. What about food, plants, veggies, fruits, trees, water, animals, all of it, so your life and my life are sustained and protected. Our body, skin, cells are created in a way to protect our own life. Our body has the ability to fight sicknesses and always proceeds to a state of being healthy. Even physical pain serves to protect our lives. Pain protects us from hurting our own bodies. Additionally, there is a drive within us that pushes toward life and not death. We want to live and we escape from death as much as we can. The desire to live protects us from death. Nobody asks the question, okay, who wants to live and who wants to die? We want to live. So when a baby is conceived, the baby is protected by an amazing design in his mother's womb, safe, protected, and well-fed. An amazing design with the purpose of protecting human life. By the way, today is a big day, Mother's Day. So dear moms, we are so thankful for your love and your protection. May God bless you. So when we think about protection, we think about our fathers as well. Our fathers are equipped with the drive to protect their wives and children, and hopefully those weaker who cannot protect themselves. This drive is just built into us, is part of our manhood. And a loving husband and father, man of honor, acts as a protector. Finally, God himself makes it so clear how important to him is the life of every single individual on earth. He expresses it so clearly in the Ten Commandments. Six out of the ten are about protecting a human, his life, marriage, belongings, and his good name. Let's remind ourselves of these six commandments. Just listen to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 12 through 17. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. So six commandments are about protecting the life of a human being. I find it fascinating how believers and non-believers both benefit from the Ten Commandments. Our legal systems are built on the foundation of the Ten Commandments. So we have evidence all around us that can be seen and understood and experienced daily. And we see that God cares and protects our lives daily. We can see his protective nature around all of us, believers and non-believers. But there is one more evidence of God's protection. This is the greatest and the most important protection ever offered. And many people sadly and tragically miss this protection since they believe they don't need it. And this protection is based on God's grace and is universal and personal and requires our faith. The special protection of God is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 3:17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." So God sent his Son, Jesus, to save the world. And when he says world, he means people, us, you and me. Save us from what? Protect us from what? From punishment for our sins and wrongdoings. Our sins deserve punishment, like crime deserves punishment. So potentially our sins destine us to a place where God and good are absent. It is a place of eternal punishment called hell. It is a place of never-ending quarantine, never-ending social distancing, never-ending distancing from God and anything that is good in this world. How do you like the present quarantine? What do you think about never-ending quarantine, a place where God is absent and good doesn't exist? Jesus, the Savior, our soul's protector, came to protect us from this place. Listen to this verse from a letter to Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So Jesus came to protect us from the destination of hell and to bring us to the greatest destination called heaven, eternal life. This is where God dwells with his people. This is where you find what is good, pure, excellent, praiseworthy, right, lovable, perfect. So the question is, have you placed yourself under his plan of protection? Jesus came to save us, to protect us from the destination of condemnation. Have you put your faith in him, who sacrificed his own life so you can have eternal life? Please make sure that you are included in God's protection plan. As I think about God's protection, I am overwhelmed with all the evidence that points at how he cares for us. In fact, as his church, his people, we are called to protect those who are vulnerable. His church has always been involved in the business of protecting the weak. Hospitals, orphanages, education for the poor, providing food for refugees and the poor, water wells in poor countries, protecting the unborn, working with families in danger. All of these remind us that God protects and provides and cares. So the question today for me is, how can I protect, how can I extend God's protection through my life? Think about it. John Piper, in his book, shares an interesting quote. And the quote says, "I am immortal till Christ's work for me to do is done. I am immortal till Christ's work for me to do is done." This means my life and death are in God's hands. My timing on earth is truly his. I cannot imagine a better place in this world than in the protective hands of our God who loves us. And it doesn't matter if we live or die, since he is our refuge and our fortress. Let's pray. Lord, our Almighty God and our protector, we are thankful that we are surrounded by evidence reminding us of your protective nature. The entire world you created reminds us that you protect our lives. We are thankful for your Son, Jesus, and how he came to protect us from the penalty of our sins, eternal condemnation. And we are thankful that you protect us daily. Please help us to remember you are our refuge, fortress, and protection. And please help us to protect those who are weak and vulnerable in this world. We're praying in your name, Jesus' name. Amen.